Good afternoon. A storm system tracking into the Great Lakes is pulling somewhat milder air into the region today, but the wind flow off of the Atlantic Ocean is keeping the temperature in check. In fact, it's struggling to reach the lower to mid-50s. Still, with the milder air heading in aloft, we're producing plenty of clouds and scattered showers. Energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere associated with this system will eventually produce more numerous showers and even the chance for thunderstorms as it rotates through interior New York and New England shortly after sunset tonight. So we'll keep scattered showers in the forecast today, and scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm or two tonight, with low temperatures going back into the upper 40s to around 50. Most of the steadiest precipitation will wind down overnight tonight. Still, scattered showers are in the forecast tomorrow, especially if we can have breaks in the clouds, which would yield some sunshine. If this is the case, temperatures will push into the lower to mid-60s across most of the region, but that would only tend to generate more cloud cover and more pop-up showers throughout the day. In fact, a cool pool of air aloft will reside over interior New York and New England for the better part of the week. Temperatures on Wednesday will remain in the upper 50s for highs, though with mostly cloudy skies and additional scattered showers. A few scattered showers are also possible on Thursday, Friday, and into the weekend, and that cool pool will only allow surface temperatures to reach the lower and middle 50s through the end of the week and into the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of central and southern Pennsylvania to the Delmarva Peninsula and northeastern North Carolina. A cool pool of air overriding warm air at the surface will promote thunderstorm formation over the region through the afternoon and into the evening. Increased instability, along with daytime heating, will allow the storms to grow, and strong mid-level winds will turn some of the storms severe. Hail and damaging winds will be the primary risks. However, a tornado or two cannot be ruled out. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 12 at Sunshine, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City rain and wind in the lower 60s, Boston rain, windy and cool in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo showers, possibly a thunderstorm, with highs around 70. The average high temperature at Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 39. The record high, 93, set in 1941, and the record low, 19, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:06 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:43 p.m., 13 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain, breezy and cool today with highs in the lower 50s. Showers tonight, possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain, breezy, and cool today with highs in the mid-50s. Showers tonight, possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain, breezy and cool today with highs staying in the lower 50s. Showers tonight and perhaps a thunderstorm with lows in the middle 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain, breezy, and cool today, lower to mid-50s. Showers tonight, possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the middle to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain, breezy and cool today with highs in the mid-50s. Showers tonight, possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered showers, lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the upper 50s Wednesday. Lower to mid-50s with mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And middle to upper 50s with the risk of a shower remaining into the day on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.